This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm done carrying around bulky drinks. And I'm definitely done cleaning melted candy out of my pockets. So yeah, I traded them both in for Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. These little guys are as pocket-sized as any candy. But instead of a sugar crash, you get a zero sugar caffeine boost. Candy can't even compare at this point. Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots treat your taste buds to an explosion of fruity flavor with a tasty caffeine kick. That's right, caffeine just got a flavor upgrade. And it's not just one flavor. 5-Hour Energy Shots bring you tasty caffeine in 17 flavors. 17! So if you're craving that candy-flavored chaos, but actually want energy that works? Grab Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. Pocket-sized, zero sugar, big flavor. Available now at 5hourenergy.com or on Amazon.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
We are going to be remembering Bob Harlan throughout the show, as we really have been doing throughout the day today here on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network. Wayne Larrivee was on earlier this morning. Jeff Jagodzinski, former Packers offensive coordinator, was on with 9 to noon with John Kuhn and Rami Makhlouf. Aaron Popke, longtime media relations guy with the Packers, joined the Mason Crosby show. Plus, Mason had his thoughts in the last segment. That, of course, brought to you by Verizon. We're going to hear from Andrew Brandt coming up at 4 o'clock. I had a chance to talk to him around 1 o'clock. We'll play back that interview for you. I think you'll really enjoy that. But I also got to thinking about the interviews that I've been a part of with Bob Harlan, and that all, you know, revolves around the old show I used to be on back in the day, Big Show with Gary Ellison and Leroy Butler. So I had Charlie go through a bunch of the interviews we were able to find in the archives and make some clips of Bob Harlan talking about different things. Here's Bob Harlan talking about signing Ron Wolf and then the whole redeveloping of Lambeau Field.
And the thing that always struck me when we just couldn't get over the hump was, we've got to change things in our football operation. We've got to get this football person there. And I had my eye on Ron Wolf for years, never thinking that I would be in a position to hire him. But as soon as I got the job, I knew that's what we needed to do to change this thing. So the having the football people run it is great. Let the executive committee and the board of directors contribute in other ways, and they can. Like I say, they're very sound businessmen. I used my executive committee. I had two bankers on there. They helped me tremendously with finances and laying out spreadsheets and looking ahead. And I'll tell you how bad we were before we got the stadium. In 1999, before we started to redevelop Lambeau Field, as we sat down and studied our finances, looking where player salaries were going to go the next 4 or 5 years and what kind of revenues we were going to be making during that time, we determined by the year 2004 that we were going to have to borrow $10 million just to fund our operation. And if we had reached that point, there was no way we could have kept an Aaron Rodgers or kept a Clay Matthews or other great players or gone after anybody in free agency. Lambeau Field simply wasn't providing that kind of finance. And the thing to remember is that after national TV, which is our best source of revenue and always has been, the next best source is your stadium. And a stadium started to become popular in 1992, and the first one that did this was the Orioles of Camden Yards. If you build a stadium that that can make the revenue for you, you can compete. We're making $4 or $5 million a year in the old Lambo. And believe it or not, that was record finances for us at that time. That was record revenue. First year in the new stadium, we jumped up to $25 million, and it continues to grow to this day. But I think the thing that really helped us is that we didn't just want a stadium. People could come in and take a tour. We could have added more seats and made more money that way. But we wanted a destination. We told the architects, we want people to come here, take a tour, come in, eat someplace, see the Hall of Fame, go to the pro shop, spend some time here. And we came up with the idea of Atrium. And we've had weddings and business seminars and high school proms, high school homecomings. There's something going on in that stadium all day long. And we got exactly what we wanted. And it just truly turned us around as an organization financially.
And from that renovation Bob Harlan was talking about, that you'll hear Andrew Brandt and I go in depth on. In fact, Bud Selig is involved in that renovation story, and I didn't realize it. You'll hear about that from Andrew Brandt. It's a fascinating story. But from that to adding more suites on the other side, then adding a whole nother wing up into the air at Lambeau to get to around 80,000 or whatever it is, to Title Town District, buying up all the houses, buying up the old at Kmart, buying up all these places to then put businesses in that area and to give it a whole new life of populating it and building these townhouses and apartments and everything else that the Packers did. It's just amazing. It really is. To hear Bob Harlan talking about, you know, this was probably 4 or 5 years ago, talking about, hey man, you know, in 1999, we figured in 5 years, we're going to have to borrow money to keep this thing afloat. That's scary stuff right there if you're a Packers fan.
One of the things I learned about Bob Harlan while going through these clips and going through these interviews that you guys did with him is he was like able to predict the future almost all the time. Like, he just had a great foresight for what was going to change and what things needed to happen for a team like the Packers, who could potentially be stuck in the past. There's a lot of teams that do stick with their history, and it kind of holds them back sometimes, but the Packers don't let that happen. That's because you had a guy like Bob Harlan leading the charge for this team to keep pushing forward despite having such a rich history, that sometimes you have to risk that in order to make these big changes, like renovating a place like Lambeau Field. That's a hard decision to make, but doing it led to what this Packers team was from that point on.
Then we have Bob Harlan also in many of these interviews, as Charlie was going through listening to all of this. You probably never heard most of that, right?
Nope, not really.
So it was an education going through.
Him and LeRoy were awesome together. Yes, like, yes. They just seemed like they had a really loving relationship. That's the other thing I like.
Yeah, so we'll hear from those two coming up in a little bit too. But Bob Harlan then talked about Ron Wolf all of a sudden deciding, I'm done. I'm going to retire. Nah, I'm out of here. Minding you that Holmgren left just previously a couple of years earlier to go to the Seahawks. And as I have long said, man, come on. You didn't know that was going to happen? You couldn't have given him a heads up like, hey, dude, I don't plan on doing this very long. This could be all yours. Just hang in there. Nope. He leaves. So this is what Bob Harlan had to say about that.
When Ron Wolf retired, which shocked me that he would retire at the age he did, we talked about possibilities of who could come in and replace him. And some of the things I worried about was that we were coming off a very successful season. Brett Favre said it was the best team chemistry he had ever seen since he'd been in Green Bay, and this is following 2 Super Bowl appearances. We had a young scouting staff that really wasn't ready to take over yet, but very capable. And I worried about if a new man came in, he might let all those young scouts go, and then we would suffer. And secondly, I worry if we brought somebody else in over Mike, he might take it well and argue about the point. And so I did something that I regret to this day that I did. I gave him both jobs. And I have to tell you that facing those same situations and considering those same things, I might do it again, but it was going against what I really wanted to do. But what I thought might happen is exactly what did happen. Mike Sherman, first of all, found out that the pressure was too much. He became a different person. He quit talking to people. You'd pass him in the hallways at the football complex, and he wouldn't say hello to you. And on the practice field or on the team airplane going on trips, he wouldn't talk to anybody. And then when I went and told him that I was going to relieve him of the general manager duties and go after Ted Thompson, I hadn't even called Ted at that time, but I said, Mike, I owe it to you first to tell you what I plan to do and why. And I said, I want to make the change because it's affecting the kind of person you are. I think it's probably affecting your family life, and you're not helping this organization right now, and you're more capable than this. So we hired Ted, and Ted took a long time before he decided if he could continue to work with Mike. He studied him and studied him. Ted finally comes in to me late in August and says, Bob, I think this will work. So we went ahead and did it, but I would go down to practices, Gary, and not to really watch the practice as much as I wanted to see how Ted and Mike were getting along. And it was a disaster. Ted would be down there talking to him, and Mike would be looking off in the other direction like he didn't care. And so at the end of the year, Ted comes in to me and says, Bob, I've got to make a change. And I said, I'm not the least bit surprised. Go ahead. And we did. But that was a mistake I made, and I regret doing it. But like I say, there were things about the organization that I thought would be affected. Actually, like I said earlier, I thought if we brought somebody in new over Mike, he wouldn't take it well, and he didn't. And he knew Ted Thompson very well. I thought that would make it easier. But Mike just could not accept it. But the record on the field wasn't that bad, but where we suffered was in the draft room.
I think anybody would be, or most people maybe, would be mad if you get demoted from being two job titles to one job title. And the job title that you get pulled from you is the job title that has the most influence of what you do for a living. Like, I think it would just be natural that that would occur and that you would be mad about it and that whole deal. So you have that decision of going with Sherman when Wolf recommended him, giving him both jobs. That obviously didn't work. Then, I don't know if it was in the same interview or whatever, but we bring up the idea of Ted Thompson and Mike Sherman and ask Bob, hey, man, did these two guys ever, like, make up and, you know, get along again? Did they ever talk again? How did that all play out?
You know, I don't know that they ever made up or not. It's too bad if they didn't. I tell you what, Mike had a very tough time when I told him that I was going to bring in Ted and take the general manager job away from Mike. But the pressure of the two jobs had just gotten to be too much. We were doing a nice job on the football field, but our drafts were starting to suffer. And so I went to Mike one day and I said, Mike, I can see this is affecting your health. It's probably affecting your family life. But I said, I'm going to bring in Ted Thompson as a new general manager. And Mike says, I don't think Ted will ever come to Green Bay. I said, well, maybe he won't. But I said, I want you to know about it before I make the move. I said, I owe you that. So we hired Ted, and I really found out that it's, with both Ron and Ted, by the way, that it's tough for a general manager to come in and inherit a coach. He likes to pick his own coach. But Ted was very willing to stick with Mike. He worked with him. He didn't say anything to me. Ted didn't for a long time. Tried to work with Mike during the preseason. And he came in and said, yeah, we're going to stick with him. He's going to be okay. And I would go down to the practice field once in a while during the season and just not to watch the team as much as to see how are Ted and Mike getting along. And you would see Ted down there talking to Mike, and Mike's looking off to the side like he's not even listening. And we went through the season, and Ted came in to me about the last couple of weeks of the year, and he said, Bob, as soon as the season's finished, I'm going to make a change. And I said, I'm not surprised, and you do what you want to do. But I gave Ted credit. He tried to work with him, and it just Mike just wouldn't accept it. And I think Mike looks back today and regrets that, because he was going to get a great general manager. He was going to have a great quarterback for a long time. And he could have been very successful here. And when it came time for Ted to pick his new coach, he had about eight candidates that he brought into Green Bay, and he asked me if I would meet with each of them downstairs when they came into the building and take him on a tour of the facilities and then bring them to him and let Ted know what I thought of that person. And I did that with each individual, and finally Ted went through the interviews. And he came to me at the very end and wanted to know my thoughts on it, and I told him, and he said, boy, the last interview I had it with Jim Bates, who at that time was on our defensive staff, he said, it was a great interview. But he said, you have a tendency to go with the last person you talk to. And he said, I'm going to go walk the hallways and think about this tonight, and I'll come back and see you in the morning with my choice. And I said, that's fine. He walked in the next morning. He said, I'm going to go with Mike McCarthy. And I said, what about Bates? And he said, well, he said, that was the last interview. And he said, I didn't want to let that overwhelm me. He said, when I weighed the strengths and weaknesses of everybody I talked to, Mike was bringing something to this franchise we didn't have, a toughness that we need. So he went with it. But again, it shows the thoroughness of how he handled that job of selecting somebody. I think Mike Sherman feels badly about the way it broke up now. But Ted, I give him credit. He tried his darndest to make it work.
Hey, Bob, I want to interject on something here, because I got something else I never asked you before. Because we've talked about the Ted and Sherman thing, but going back to Mike Sherman himself, how much did it change and shake up everything when Mark Hatley, out of the blue, passed away in the middle of that whole thing? Because he was kind of that VP of personnel guy for Mike Sherman.
Oh, no doubt about it. It was a terrible blow. Terrible blow. Mark Hatley would have been a good general manager himself, would have been a very capable general manager. And his death was an enormous factor that is rarely mentioned. I'm glad you brought it up, because it was a good relationship between the two of them. Mark had done a good job with the Chicago Bears before he came here. And he was a very valuable part of this organization. And it was a harm to him. But, you know, Mike got to the point he didn't talk to people, and his personality totally changed. I would have scouts tell me that they were afraid to walk out of the office and go to the restroom because they were afraid they'd run into Mike in the hallway.
Wow.
And I told Mike this to his face. I said, Mike, the whole staff noticed. Members of the press told me after Mike left that they noticed it all the time. But there was a great change in his personality, and I knew it was if he'd get on an airplane for a road trip, put on the earphones and talk to nobody, going or coming home. And we finally got to the point in the middle of the season. I just went into him and says, you know, Mike, I want you to know I'm going to have to make a change. But the Hatley death hurt him tremendously. But I think even if Mark had been here, I'm not sure that it wasn't still going to affect Mike in a lot of ways.
I disagree with Bob Harlan when he said that. Just because when you have a guy that you trust, that knows the scouting, that knows the college landscape and all of that stuff, and the pro personnel, like he said, he came from the Bears. By the way, I hated that hire when they hired Mark Hatley. But he still knew what he was doing. And you gave Sherman a new job that he was not prepared to take, clearly. So then you bring in a guy that is going to take the weight of that general manager off. Yeah, he's still going to make the final call and stuff, but this other dude is going to carry the water on the draft side and everything else to make it a lot easier. Then you lose him, and that was it. Then, you know, he didn't. I think that really kind of hung over him a little bit as far as who you can trust and how am I going to get all this work done, and that probably overwhelmed him.
It probably did. And I think this is something that in this whole situation, all these different emotions being put together from all these different people, like, again, you talk about just the amazing work that Bob Harlan was able to do to be able to work with all those different emotions and make these hard decisions for people left and right that were probably the right decisions for them. Again, you talk about that foresight that I brought up before. Bob Harlan, again, really was an amazing person who had an impact on a lot of people's lives, not because he was just a good boss, but because he cared about the people that were working for him and knew that there were better routes, better options for each of them that they could take. It's almost like a father figure.
Yes, that's exactly correct. And that's what made Bob Harlan so special. The ability to, I mean, I guess you could say the same thing about Pat Murphy. The ability to make anything work with a person, knowing how to connect, knowing how to keep that person positive, essentially, and then build relationships. You know, I reached out to Peter Fagan earlier today because when the Bucks were attempting to get the arena, build what became the Deer District and so forth, Peter Fagan spent time in Green Bay. And if memory serves correct, and Peter hasn't responded yet, but if memory serves correct, I believe he talked with Bob Harlan along the way and Mark Murphy and those guys up there trying to figure out what their thought process was, how they went about and all that stuff. So if Peter responds between now and 5 o'clock, and we're able to get him on, we can have that conversation. I'll take a quick time. I'll come back on the other side. More Bob Harlan when he joined us on the big show. And next coming up, I really want to get into him and Leroy Butler and their relationship, of course, Pro Football Hall of Famer. And when we found out that, hey, Leroy got in, he got the knock, and we were celebrating and everything else, Bob Harlan called into the show. He called into the show to talk to Leroy. So we'll talk about that. We'll play some of that back for you coming up next. It's Wisconsin Sports Daily, live from the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network studios, powered by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook. Sparky here.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm done carrying around bulky drinks. And I'm definitely done cleaning melted candy out of my pockets. So yeah, I traded them both in for Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. These little guys are as pocket-sized as any candy. But instead of a sugar crash, you get a zero-sugar caffeine boost. Candy can't even compare at this point. Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots treat your taste buds to an explosion of fruity flavor with a tasty caffeine kick. That's right, caffeine just got a flavor upgrade. And it's not just one flavor. 5-Hour Energy Shots bring you tasty caffeine in 17 flavors. 17. So if you're craving that candy-flavored chaos, but actually want energy that works, grab Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. Pocket-sized, zero sugar, big flavor. Available now at 5hourenergy.com or on Amazon.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Just hearing the word IRS can make people break out in a cold sweat. No one wants to deal with the IRS, and now you don't have to. The good news is Legal Tax Defense has been successfully negotiating with the IRS for more than 15 years. It doesn't matter how much you owe, whether it's $5,000 or $5 million, you deserve the best in the business on your side, and that is Legal Tax Defense. Even if you're working with someone else and just want a second opinion, there is no cost or obligation to call. They can prevent levies, liens, wage garnishments, even file back tax returns. And the best news about Legal Tax Defense is they won't take your case unless they know they will reduce or eliminate your tax debt. Call Legal Tax Defense right now for a free, no-risk consultation. 800-265-7681. 800-265-7681. You have nothing to lose, but everything to gain. 800-265-7681.
Online education is nothing new at Lakeland University. We've been leading the way for over 25 years. We call this learning opportunity Blend Ed, on-site or online. You'll call it the most flexible and convenient way to earn a degree your way. Trust the leader in online learning. Attend classes in real time, virtually from anywhere. Blend Ed at Lakeland University. You're only an internet connection away. To learn more, visit lakeland.edu/get started.
Enjoy more ways to save at Pick and Save, like low prices in every aisle. And you can clip and save more with digital coupons in the Pick and Save app. Plus, you can earn fuel points to save up to $2 per gallon at the pump. So it's always easy to save big. Pick and Save, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Fuel restrictions apply. See site for details.
Check out our sale on Black Angus Sirloin Tip or Rump Roast. They're buy one, get one free with your card. Pick and Save, proudly serving Wisconsin since 1872.
Experts, players, GMs. Join Inside Wisconsin Sports. 9 to noon with John Kuhn. The Mason Crosby Show. And Wisconsin Sports Daily on The Fan. Powered by Gruber Law.
One call, that's all.
Injured?
Remember, one call, that's all.
Hey, it's Mason Crosby, and when you've set the record for points, you know a thing or two about scoring. 16 seasons in the league teaches you to appreciate consistency, and when I'm in Milwaukee, there's only one place that delivers Moe's, a place for steaks. It's the perfect place to meet before a game, after a show, or just to celebrate life's little victories. The atmosphere is top shelf, the service is clutch, and the bone-in ribeye. That's a game winner every time. Before or after any downtown Milwaukee event, make your reservation at the legendary Moe's, a place for steaks. Go to Moe's. Trust the kicker on this one.
Running a business means wearing multiple hats. So if you're like me, you probably started out using your personal phone, taking client calls and texts nonstop. As my business grew, I needed something smarter. That's when I switched to Quo, the number one business phone system. Quo works right on your phone or computer. No carrying two phones, no clunky landline, just one easy app you can try for free. Your team can share one number and handle calls and texts together, like a shared inbox. Any teammate can jump into the conversation so customers get faster responses. And Quo's AI assistant summarizes your calls and responds to customers 24/7 so you never miss a lead or opportunity. All this starts at just $15 a month. That's basically two coffees. You can even keep your current business phone number. Find out why 90,000 businesses trust Quo. No missed calls, no missed customers. Try Quo for free at quo.com/sports. That's quo.com/sports to try Quo free. QUO.com/SPORTS.
The only thing that tops our selection is your savings. Discount liquor.
Cheers to selection and savings. They are worth celebrating. I mean, have you tried to buy a car, a house, or even lumber lately? Hi, this is Marie from Discount Liquor, where, since 1960, we've consistently provided the best selection and the lowest prices in southeastern Wisconsin. We stock literally thousands of varieties of beer, liquor, and wine. Over 14,000, actually. But who's counting? The point is, you want it, odds are we have it. And what about our prices? Oh, they're low. Really low. Our long-standing relationships and enormous buying power allow us to pass savings directly to you. The result? Low prices every single day. I'll drink to that. Discount Liquor, locally owned and family operated with two locations. In Milwaukee on 51st and Oklahoma, and in downtown Waukesha on Barstow and Main.
Discount Liquor.
Hey guys, Tim Allen joined Tommy Wirtz and me tonight at 5. What's going on with Jared Koenig in spring camp? And we'll also bring you more conversations from your favorite Brewers players. Best Brewers coverage from Phoenix on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network.
Broadcasting live from the Fan Studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. It's Wisconsin Sports Daily on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Welcome back, Wisconsin Sports Daily. See Sparky Fiber with you, Charlie Houston over there. Plead the Fifth Friday, brought to you by Habish and Rotier. Your chance to nominate somebody that you wish would just after what they said earlier in the week. Can be a host here on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network. Maybe a caller that you heard call in. You can do callers. I have no problem doing callers. You can do players, other media members, national media members. Doesn't matter. Plead the Fifth comes up at 420 every Friday. Just texting your nominations. 414-677-1250. 414-677-1250. All right. Back to some of these clips from my old show, The Big Show, with Gary Ellerson and Leroy Butler. This one here is really, really cool. Because we were doing the show, and it was Leroy Butler, we had found out, was going into the Hall of Fame. And it was a whole big to-do and everything else. And we had booked guests to come on and all that. And then this happens.
Sparky, it's an honor. I just wanted to appreciate you giving me the time. I wanted to call Leroy and congratulate him for so many things he's done for this organization, the city, and the state. He's always been a true gentleman. And he certainly should have gotten into the Hall of Fame sooner than this, but he handled that like a true gentleman, too, when he was rejected. So I'm so pleased for him. And the thing that really makes me feel so good is that I felt the core of the return to Packer franchise to elite status in the 90s was Ron Wolf and Mike Holmgren and Brett Favre, Reggie White, and Leroy Butler. And to see them continue to receive honors means so much to me. And I think the Packers fans everywhere. And Leroy, I could not be happier for anybody than I am for you today.
Bob, thank you so much. I'm trying not to cry because this is emotional. You're the reason why I want to stay with this franchise. I mean, really. I mean, that's the reason why I restructured three times, because of people like you and your leadership.
Leroy Butler, that was one of the interactions that day. Again, Harlan called in. Leroy was stunned. I was like, oh, got somebody calling in that wants to talk to Leroy. I was like, who wants to call talk to me? What are you talking about, man? And it was him. And it was very, very, very cool at the end of the day. Here's more Bob Harlan talking about bringing in Leroy and how it changed the franchise.
Well, you know, I think Leroy came in at a very interesting time. From 1968 to 1991, we had a 24-year period where we just simply could not find a way to win. And Leroy, who drafted in 1990, came in for the final 2 years of that drought. His first year in 1990, we finished 6-10. The next year, we go 4-12. In the middle of that 4-12 season is when we hired Ron Wolf and turned the football operation over to him and told our board of directors and our executive committee that it was time for us to make a major change in our football operation, get one strong football person in the job, and put him in charge with total control and absolutely no interference. And I think if Gary, you could have talked to Leroy or anybody at the end of that 1991 season and said, you know, in 5 years, you guys are going to be Super Bowl champions, they would have thought you were crazy. But that's exactly what happened. Ron came in, he hired Mike Holmgren, made the trade for Brett Favre, signed Reggie White as a free agent. Leroy was already here and in place, and the franchise took off. We started winning immediately, and we did win that Super Bowl. So the thing I admired about Leroy and the group we just talked about, not only are they in the Hall of Fame now, but they were the cornerstone of this franchise, not only in 1992 when they took over, 30 years later, their impact is still being felt because of the great success they put into this franchise. And they brought character and dignity back to the Packers. We had lost that. And Leroy was a major part of that. And I couldn't be happier for anybody to go into the Pro Football Hall of Fame than I am for Leroy.
Just such a class act. And it meant absolutely everything to Leroy. Anytime we had Bob Harlan on the show, and then, you know, praising Leroy and saying he's one of the reasons this franchise got turned around. How cool was that, Charlie?
It was really cool. Really awesome that, again, they had that close of a relationship from the front office to the field. Not a lot of franchises you get that type of just mentorship from that group.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm done carrying around bulky drinks. And I'm definitely done cleaning melted candy out of my pockets. So yeah, I traded them both in for Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. These little guys are as pocket-sized as any candy. But instead of a sugar crash, you get a zero sugar caffeine boost. Candy can't even compare at this point. Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots treat your taste buds to an explosion of fruity flavor with a tasty caffeine kick. That's right, caffeine just got a flavor upgrade. And it's not just one flavor. 5-Hour Energy Shots bring you tasty caffeine in 17 flavors. 17! So if you're craving that candy-flavored chaos, but actually want energy that works, grab Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. Pocket-sized, zero sugar, big flavor. Available now at 5hourenergy.com or on Amazon.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm one of those people who will happily eat steak and eggs any time of the day. Breakfast, dinner, it's technically midnight, but I'm still hungry. Doesn't matter. There's just something unbeatable about a good steak hitting a hot pan. That immediate sizzle, the smell filling the kitchen, and then topping it with a fried egg where the yolk is deep yellow and just barely runny. Unreal. Pure protein heaven. That's also why I love having Omaha Steaks on hand. The steaks are incredibly tender, super flavorful, and cook evenly, whether I'm searing them on the stovetop or throwing them on the grill. It's that steakhouse quality bite at home. Omaha Steaks has everything from their fan favorite filet mignon, yes, the USDA certified tenderloin, to burgers, chicken, pork, seafood, and even fully cooked comfort meals like beef pot roast or meat lover's lasagna for nights when you still want high protein but zero effort. Get 50% off the world's best everyday protein. Go to omahasteaks.com for 50% off site wide during their semi-annual sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. That's 50% off at omahasteaks.com and an extra $35 off with promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.